Macmillan Audio presents R.I.P. G.O.P. Written by Stanley B. Greenberg. Narrated for you by Johnny Heller.
Introduction. This book tells an amazing story, and if you hadn't seen what happened to America over the last 4 years, you wouldn't have believed it. It even has a happy ending, and that's none too soon for all of us who've had enough fighting, enough division, enough politics. This time, the end of politics portends a country united and finally liberated from gridlock to address the nation's most serious problems. It ends with the death of the Republican Party as we've known it, while the survivors work to recreate the party of Lincoln relevant for our times. It ends with the Democratic Party liberated from the nation's suffocating polarization to use government to advance the public good as the country used to expect. You see, our country is hurtling toward a new America that is ever more racially and culturally diverse, younger, millennial, more secular and unmarried, with fewer traditional families and male breadwinners, more immigrant and foreign-born, who are more concentrated in the growing metropolitan areas, which are magnets for investment and people. The new America encompasses a vast array of family types and working families in which both men and women face growing challenges. The new America is ever more racially blended and multinational, more secular and religiously pluralistic. The new America embraces the country's immigrant and foreign character. It now includes the college-educated and suburban women who want respect and equality in a multicultural America. America was shaped by major social movements, civic unrest, political battles, and government action at a historic juncture, and by the choices the two national political parties took that created a more modern America. Each moved America away from the traditional strictures on blacks, women, and immigrants. Each juncture made America freer, more equal, and more democratic. Those choices put the Democratic Party on a trajectory that aligned Democrats with the country's emerging civic norms and alienated the Republican Party from the country and itself. America was changed profoundly by the battle to pass civil rights laws that ended racial segregation and ensured blacks had the right to vote. Bipartisan immigration laws reopened the country to non-Anglo-Saxon immigration in 1965 and greatly expanded it in the late 1980s. The Supreme Court put women on a path to greater independence and equality when it declared in 1965 that women have a right to privacy and birth control, and in 1973 when it made abortion legal. And these different choices came to fruition with the election and re-election of Barack Obama, the first African-American president whose activist government produced a Tea Party movement and revolt that accelerated the polarization of the country and made attitudes about race and immigration matter as never before. The Tea Party and Donald Trump battled to stop history and stop government. At each juncture, the Democrats were deeply divided, sometimes more than the Republicans. That was true on matters of civil rights, immigration, and abortion. Nonetheless, after these defining social issues were settled in law or by the U.S. Supreme Court, national Democratic leaders embraced and defended the social changes and new freedoms that aligned the party with a modernizing America and its values. After more than five decades of such choices, the Democratic Party is associated with equal rights, equality, gender equality, tolerance, openness to diversity, and more. The Republicans' electoral base was in the South and later in the Appalachian Valley and rural states across the country. So at each juncture, they escalated their battle against these national changes. The party's national leaders ignored their own deep divisions and worked inventively to show they were the champions of white people during the battle over civil rights and affirmative action. Its leaders scorned the sexual revolution and championed to this day a constitutional amendment to make abortion illegal. They were opposed to women breaking free of the patriarchal family and winning equality. They were mobilized against illegal immigration in the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?